and welcome to this week's edition of We're Obsessed with Heat Magazine's weekly showbiz podcast covering everything from celebrity gossip to pop culture and everything that we're just loving this week. So with me today, I've got Heat's news editor, Izzy Sampson.
Hi.
And Heat Radio presenter extraordinaire, Sarah Powell.
Oh, hi. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Hello.
So we're going to start with the big one this week, Baby Bear.
Oh, little baby bear.
Hello. So Cheryl and Lim finally named their child, and they named their child Bear.
Bear Pain.
Because Cheryl doesn't currently have a surname, so it's got to be Bear Pain.
Of course, yeah.
And so it was sort of rumoured the other day, and then Liam basically confirmed it because Bear Grylls tweeted him saying, great name, and he tweeted back saying, oh, thanks. I hope he's as courageous as you.
He also, in that reply tweet from Liam, used the wrong your.
I saw that.
Really, that was hard for me, actually. Yeah. That was difficult in that moment.
Someone made a really good point the other day that it shows that he runs his own social media account.
Yes, that's true.
Because otherwise...
He's a tired new dad.
Yeah.
He's just like, I don't care about your whatever.
I've got no time for an apostrophe.
I've got about 12 nappies to change. Yes. I've had 3 hours sleep. Go away, please. So what do we think of the name?
I'm surprised that she didn't go for something less well-known.
Yes.
Because obviously there's
true.
Bear Grylls.
Yes.
And then Stephen Bear.
Yes.
Now, and that's why I'm surprised.
It's weird timing,
really.
Isn't it?
It is, because Cheryl always goes for the classier.
Yes.
Edge of things.
Yes.
And Stephen Bear, you can say what you like about him. Classy, not really.
No,
do you know
I don't
mean?
Think he's
so that's what I'm surprised about, really.
So on the down low, I think we're allowed to say this, he chatted to one of our team this week.
Yes.
About Baby Bear.
Yes.
And he said that it was between Bear or Arthur.
Wow.
Which I think Arthur's a really cute name.
Artie.
Yeah, I thought they'd go traditional.
Arthur Payne.
Yeah,
me too.
Because they're both quite down to earth. They're always like telling us about their working class roots. I thought they would do something. So Bear seems a little bit celebrity to me.
Yes.
So obviously, like Alicia Silverstone has a son called Bear. Jamie Oliver, Kate Winslet. It's a bit like showbiz. It's a bit like Moses and Apple. It's a bit. Mm. It's a bit like out there. But do you know what? Maybe I don't know. I don't have kids. Maybe they're all called Bear these days.
Yeah. Well, that's it. But that's why I thought she'd do something different. I thought she would want to not go along with anything. Also, Bear Pain. If you're from the north, actually, Bear means very. So, like lots of. So, Bear Pain is like, I'm in loads of pain.
There were so many tweets that were like, Cheryl and Liam's named their child after how we feel during exam season.
Yeah.
And like,
the best one I saw was named after how I feel when I listen to either of their music.
Oh mean.
No.
That's cruel.
Also, kind of true.
Haters gonna hate.
Exactly.
I'm such a One Direction fan, so I'm not having any of that.
No, fair.
Also, somebody did say to me, like, Bear's not going to be, like, teased at school for being called Bear.
No.
Because he'll probably be teased at school for many, many other things. His mum, his dad. He's already going to be, like, special and, like, standing out. So, really, my name's Bear isn't...
Yeah.
Isn't, that's not that big a deal.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I wonder if he's got a middle name.
Yeah.
Has he got a middle name?
Because I feel like, with a name like Bear, this is so niggly now, I just feel like it needs to have... Something else. It's two one-syllable words. Bear Pain, just it feels like there needs to be more.
Do you go wacky with a middle name, like Bear, or do you just go completely normal?
Yeah, do you just call him Bear Liam?
Bear Liam Payne.
Bear Liam Payne.
Yeah, well, you know, TBC. Let us know.
Text
us, Liam. Text into the show, please.
Absolutely.
Tweet us at Heat World, please.
So next, what I want to talk about is Orlando Bloom. Always.
Yeah, so he's doing like a whole press tour based around his penis.
I love it.
He can't stop talking about
it. He's found his niche, hasn't he?
Yes, yeah. And it's, I've got a big penis. Can we talk about that, please?
Is he actually promoting a film? Has he got
he's
something?
Promoting
he has
penis,
got a film
Sarah.
Out. Okay.
No, it is just his little Orlando.
Yeah.
Not so little as we
actually,
found out.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? I mean, it was nearly on her shoulder.
Exactly.
Wasn't it when he was on that paddleboard?
He just, you know, he sort of played it off at first like, I'm a bit embarrassed about this. But now he's like, have you heard?
Yeah.
Have you heard? I've got a huge penis.
Yeah.
Have you seen the picture? I've got it on my phone if you want to look. I can email it to your family. I've got a really good JPEG if you want it.
Yeah.
But he just, but he is my favourite kind of person to interview, and someone that, like, he knows what you want to talk about, and he's like, fine.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that's what I am now, and he'll just go along with it.
It is lovely that he's owning it, isn't
it?
It is so great that he's... Because most celebrities would say, they'd probably come in, you know, their PR person, go, we're not talking about that, actually. Can you not mention that? We're not talking about that.
Yeah, I think it helps that he's British. So yeah. He knows that the worst thing to do would be to not have a sense of humour about it.
Yes.
So he's like, oh, yeah, don't worry. Let's talk about my penis. I'm saying a lot. I'm saying my penis a
I
lot.
I think you're really enjoying it. Stop. And I know I am.
I can't stop.
Yeah, it's the freedom of the podcast, isn't it? I feel like it's the nicest way of saying what that is. I hate all the other words.
Yes.
Yeah.
Penis is a good one.
Yeah, okay, fine.
One thing that I was going to say, I was watching this naturist documentary, like a proper Channel 4, like, you know, they're in the kitchen, they're talking about making coleslaw to take to the nude barbecue. It's that sort of thing. And this guy was kind of in charge of recruiting new naturists, like getting people into it and, you know, like busting the myths about it. And he was so excited that Orlando Bloom had done this because he was like, this is going to bring a whole new, you know, youthful crowd in. This is going to bring a whole new angle, a whole new set of people to come and get stuck in. And I just like it that Orlando Bloom's kind of been used as this unofficial poster boy for naturists.
He's the new face. Yes. Indeed. Penis of this whole thing.
That was very much bottom of the list of what I was thinking when I saw that picture. It wasn't like, oh,
I know.
Why don't I give naturism a try?
I know. Oh my God, you know what? I haven't thought about it, but he looks
so
comfortable.
He makes it look so freeing. Yeah. He looks like he's at one. My favourite memory of this whole saga of Orlando Bloom penis paddleboard is for so long it was blurred out, wasn't it? And there wasn't an unblurred picture. So
Lucy, if you dug a little further.
Come into the Heat magazine office. It's all we were talking about and looking at that week.
So I was on, so this was a few months after, I think, I was on the red carpet for La La Land.
Yes.
And Ryan Gosling was in the room and he was a couple of people down from me. So he was, you know, he was going to be another 10 minutes before he got to where I was. And I was standing with someone who I work alongside and we were just talking. And I was like, yeah, I've never actually seen the Orlando Bloom penis unblurred. And she was like, oh, I've got it on my phone for you. I'll show you. And literally, I was so engrossed in it that the PR was like, Ryan's here to see you. And I was like, oh, okay, sorry.
Oh my God. Were you tempted to be like, have you seen this, Ryan?
I mean, Ryan, look, if you've only seen it blurred, look at this.
But I was just like, what is my life now that I'm just like not fazed by the fact that Ryan Gosling, but wow. I was like, I've got better things to think about right now.
He's a classy gentleman as well. I think he'd be like, oh no, that's an invasion of privacy. Lucy. I think, you know, he'd really put a damper on
that. Whereas you'd want him to go, let's have a look.
Exactly. I want him to like me as a human.
Exactly.
So the reason I brought up Orlando Bloom this week, again, because he's on this massive promo trail. And our kind of sister station who does stuff in this building, Magic, Harriet Scott, who does Magic in the Morning, just told him off about it. And I think it's really funny.
Amazing.
Listen, Orlando, it's a great picture and it's out there. And,
it's out there.
And
the
it's done.
It's done.
But
what are you going to do?
Next time, just you are hugely famous. You were the very famous girlfriend. Think, you know, you are never alone.
Never alone. I know. I would never have done that had I had it. I mean, I was in Italy. What was I thinking? What can I tell you?
He just gets quieter and quieter. You can hear him like backing out of the room.
Yeah. At the end he went, I was in Italy.
Everybody's doing that in Italy. The Americans go to Italy to take their pants off. It's all fine.
Nobody takes photos in Italy.
I don't believe this is the last time he's going to take their swimming shorts off.
No.
I don't think this is the last we will have seen of that penis.
We're coming up to summer. It's, you know, we're getting back into the season
for it. Exactly. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, apparently there's some movie out as well, but basically this is his new brand, Naked.
Naked. Also obsessed with this week, Amy Schumer.
Again, always
obsessed. I'm so happy whenever she does press because you just get all these great quotes from her. She came into our building with Goldie Hawn, which is like legends galore, I feel.
Wow. God, what a sofa. What a sofa that is.
Yeah, amazing. Again, good plug for Magic, this podcast, but she also talked to Magic in the Morning. And I want to emphasise the word morning in this because what she talks about is not that appropriate. She got asked what she likes to do in the UK and this was her answer.
My family's a Harry Potter family. My sister loves it. And then they have a tour. You can go tour the studios where they were filmed. And for only an extra $100, they let you actually f*** Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh no!
Come on. And I gave him $100. And before I know it, you know? And really, they let you do it on your terms.
Oh my God.
I love her.
She's phenomenal.
She just doesn't care.
No, that's lovely.
If you watch any of her Netflix specials or her show or her book, she just doesn't care. And I think we need more women like that. She'll
Sorry,
do it.
$100 is a bargain, guys. Like, I mean, why are we not talking about this?
Oh my God. And do you know what?
It's my birthday next week. I mean, if you're interested, on my terms as well. Sorry, carry on, carry on.
I'll get you the number later.
Daniel Radcliffe, for a while, I've really wanted to sort of look after him. Like, he just seems really vulnerable. Like, I get worried about Daniel Radcliffe. Yes. I'm like, is he okay? Sometimes you see him on, like, a red carpet, and he'll be smiling, but it's like he's really trying to smile and look happy. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, my God, just come round to my house, Daniel. Stay in. We can watch Line of Duty. You can have it. I'll make you a lasagna. You just need to be... Like, he just needs somebody to say he's okay.
Do you think he was listening to Magic in the Morning, and he was, like, having a nice cup of tea, yeah, having some cornflakes, and she said that, and he was like, oh no, and he's gone, he's hiding under the stairs still, like a scared cat. He's gone under the bed.
Oh my God, I can't
have this image of Daniel Radcliffe, this is like sensitive, so like, okay, yeah,
exactly. And somebody's trying to tempt him out from under the bed with a bit of ham, and they're going, it's come me, on Daniel, it was a joke.
I'm trying to tempt him out constantly. I'm like, Daniel, you're all right. I really want to look after Daniel Radcliffe.
Have you met him before?
No, I've never met him.
He is hands down the nicest human I've ever met in my entire life. And I think why he gets so scared on red carpets is, from what I've gauged, I met him in an interview in our studio. He was really nice. He like remembered my name, which I don't expect people to do.
That's
when I
nice.
Interview them.
Oh, okay.
I know. And then a couple days later, I was on a red carpet that he was at, and he came over and he was like, oh, nice to see you again, Lucy.
Oh, wow.
And I think he panics because he likes to know people. Mm. And I think in those situations, your brain just can't hold all that information. So he's probably like, oh my God, I've met this person before and I can't remember them. Or I don't know. I get that feeling.
My old flatmate used to work at a different radio station that we're not mentioning, and his boss thought Daniel Radcliffe was the work experience, and said, why are you standing around in the corridor like this?
No.
And then 2 seconds ticked past while they looked at each other. And then he went, oh, I'm so sorry. And Daniel Radcliffe just went, it's all right, mate.
Oh,
literally just did not care. God. But I just think he was like, why are you loitering in the corridor? Harry Potter's coming. Oh no, hang on. You're Harry Potter.
That's so random because he looks like Harry Potter.
I just think he just saw a young, massive transformation. Loitering in the corridor and was just like, what are you doing in the corridor? We've got a celebrity coming in.
That's a brilliant story, isn't it? But how nice is Daniel Radcliffe?
So nice, the nicest ever.
I want to just hang out with him always. So next big thing, Brad Pitt's tell-all interview.
Yeah. So have you read this? It's the most honest thing I've read in a long time. So Brad Pitt's come out and he's been like, I was drinking too much. I could drink a Russian under the table with his own vodka. So I'm not going to drink anymore. And then he says divorce from Angelina was like mourning a death. He says he wasn't a good dad. It's so honest. And I just think we never, ever get this from celebrities these days.
No. And such a celebrity.
Yes.
Like somebody like that is, I mean, they're just so far from us, aren't they? They're like the ultimate kind of godlike status.
Yes.
And so for him to say, it was really difficult, I'm having therapy. One of my favourite bits of the interview is what he now drinks. Now he's not drinking alcohol.
What does he drink?
Cranberry juice and fizzy water.
Now
that's the sort of detail I like in an interview, actually. If you're going to go there, I want to know exactly what you're helping yourself to.
Do you think he has it in a martini glass?
I really hope so.
My mum in a pub, she's like, oh, I don't really like any of these drinks. I'll have a cranberry juice and fizzy water.
Yes.
I like that he said he was so upset that he couldn't stay in his house in Beverly Hills because he was like, oh no, I haven't got my kids, I haven't got my wife. So he went and stayed in his friend's floor. Now, doesn't anybody have a spare room? George Clooney, is there a spare room you could let him?
Yeah.
Has anybody even got a sofa?
George Clooney's, you know, getting stuff up for the twins, so he's probably got rid of his spare room now.
Yeah, blowing up a mattress. Yeah. I mean, just nip to Argos, get a blow up mattress. The floor seems a bit too far.
Yeah, this is like a Hollywood floor though, isn't it? Which means you've got the floor to yourself.
It's like a floor of the mansion.
Yes.
I just had the spa area and I just had the basketball court and it was actually really hard.
I'm imagining it like, you know, when did you ever used to watch Cribs?
Yes.
Yeah, and there was a couple that had like home cinemas where the floor was like sofa.
Yes.
Like, and you would just lie and watch. That's what I'm imagining. It was a sofa'd floor.
Yeah, exactly. So.
But it is absolutely true what you were saying. It is incredible that he's given this interview and he's been so candid and so honest and really sort of, and I love the cover and everything. I know a lot of people have been talking about him on the cover and just, you know, how
did you see that he... The pictures of Brad are exactly the same as the photo shoot Harry Styles did.
Oh, really?
So I obviously have a Harry Styles Google alert.
If you've got a good idea, just do it 1,000 times. That's what I always
say. He's wearing the same jumper as Harry Styles.
This is clearly, they have the same team. They wanted to save a bit.
Yeah.
Tell you what, don't spill anything down it. Yeah. We'll put Brad Pitt in it.
You know, Harry Styles is a bit more muscly these days. Brad Pitt slimmed down. It's actually worked out fine. I like that they shot him in national parks. Like, Brad Pitt wants to tell us that he's stopped drinking and all about his divorce. And they were like, not into it. What about if we shoot him in the national parks? And somebody was like, yes, of course.
Yeah, it's fine.
Take all this money, off you go. But also, I like the idea of poor Brad Pitt just traipsing around national parks going, can I talk about my alcoholism yet? And they're like,
one sec,
just
the light's good.
The light's good. Stand in front of these trees, Brad.
I want to know, because you've seen the picture where he's crying.
Yes.
I want to know how they got him to do that.
Acting. Well, he's literally an actor, Lucy.
No,
they were like, can you cry now?
And he was like, fine. Can't cry on cue.
You are so cynical. He was talking about his own life, about his innermost demons, and it brought him to tears. He did not cry on purpose, and it is not him acting or somebody poking him with a stick saying cry.
I've been having a really hard time, and they're like,
yeah.
Seriously, I'm hurting.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I think celebrities now, because there is so much press about, I think more than ever before, they do like junkets and a million different interviews. They are just doing these massive tell-all interviews in one go, get the record straight, and then people don't ask about it again. Well, that's the feeling that people do.
I think he's like, look, everything's out there. You never have to ask me again.
Yeah.
People are always going to ask again. I don't understand that logic. But
so
you know.
Tom Hiddleston did the same thing with GQ, where he did the tell-all Taylor Swift interview.
Yes.
And then he did a massive promo trail the following week where I talked to him and everyone else talked to him. And he would not talk about Taylor Swift after that. Because he, in his head, I guess, it was like, well, I've talked about it now. But my feeling is if you talk about it, people can then talk about it again because you've opened up those doors. And
it will be like Orlando Bloom and the penis. Mm. As Harriet said, look, it's out there. It's happened. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe Brad Pitt is going on a great big tour where eventually it will end with a naked picture. So we
let's
can
get
only
that
hope.
Happening.
Yeah.
More celebrities on paddle boards, please.
Yes. So I need to tell you about Heat's massive new campaign. I'm sure you've been retweeting and signing our petition.
Of course.
But we want to bring back Arj to TOWIE.
Yeah, what's happened to him?
So he was on TOWIE for a bit and then he stopped showing up to filming and it made everything very inconvenient. Yeah. And then he went off to a health spa in Thailand for a certain amount of time. He's back, he's lost weight. He says he's not drinking or partying anymore.
Okay.
But the only way is Essex are like, well, let's see how you go for a bit before throwing you back on the telly.
Yeah.
Heat will not stand for this. You've got to stand up for the things that are important in life, and this is it. So we're starting this massive campaign called Bring Back Arj to TOWIE.
Yeah.
We've got all his castmates. We've got Megan McKenna saying he needs to come back. We've got Chris Clark. We've got Pete Wicks. We've got Chloe. Chloe says it hasn't been the same in Essex since he left. So we're bringing back Arj.
What's Arj said about this?
Arj, he has said it's too funny that we're doing the campaign.
Okay.
He completely backs it. I don't think he's allowed to say a lot. Right. But he has retweeted us. But I think, so we've got fingers crossed.
I love when people say Essex isn't the same without him. It's like, he's still there.
I mean, it
just not on camera.
Yeah, exactly. If it doesn't happen on camera, that means it's not happening.
Pics or it didn't happen.
Are you Arj fans?
Well, I haven't watched TOWIE for years, actually.
Same.
And I put it on the other day and I was like, I don't know who anyone is apart from Bobby, right? So
Bobby's still in it.
Bobby's still in it.
He was still bobbing around.
bobbing around.
Is Lydia still in it?
No, Lydia's not still in it.
Okay, all right. So that's, you know, because there's a little bit of
but
drama.
Gemma is still in it. So you remember the last storyline with Gemma is Gemma says that she had sex with Arj without protection because she wanted to get knocked up, but she didn't tell Arj. So I feel like there's a lot of drama waiting for
there's
Arj when he comes
drama.
Back.
And also,
that's horrible. I've never heard that.
Have you not?
No.
She's repeated on telly a lot because she's like, look, I just want a baby. And I thought maybe I'd have Arj as, you know, when he didn't know.
Yeah, right. Well, I can't get into that right now. I just, there's too much.
Isn't it true? Did you? Okay, so I saw this because, like, so I have a ridiculous bank of celebrity knowledge and it stops at reality TV, as in, like, TOWIE. I kind of know Made in Chelsea, all that stuff. But I saw a picture on Twitter that was like someone had screen grabbed Arj's Instagram and there was a comment from Gemma going,
yes,
Arj, please unblock me.
Yes, no, he's is blocked
her. Is that real?
Her. He's blocked her on Insta.
Stop it.
And she's just writing on his Instagram pictures like, come on, Arj, unblock me.
I love it. I love it. She's not just playing it cool. That's why I love Gemma.
Yeah.
She doesn't play it cool. She goes where she wants. Heart on her sleeve, just puts it out there.
So we need Arj back on Towie. Yeah. We need Gemma so she can confront him in reality.
Not on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly. There's loads going on. He's very skinny now. He's dropped a lot of weight. We need to bring him back.
And how, if we wanted to get on board with this campaign, how would we go about that, Izzy?
You can go and sign the petition, which is on heatworld.com. You can retweet us at Heat World, or I mean, probably just march on Parliament, maybe write to your MP. I mean, there's not much going on in politics for the next month, so
no, that's
I think
true, actually.
Give them something to do over the summer break. Let's make this happen.
Correct me if I'm wrong. There is a point where radio stations can't talk about politics, can they? A certain point before the election.
Exactly.
That's our window. When there's a dry run, when they can't talk about politics,
Arj, sticking
back in.
Okay.
Finally, this is the mashup, the collaboration, the duet you've always been wanting.
I'm so hyped for this.
Steps and Stormzy. That's right. Everyone's favourite 90s superstars singing everyone's favourite current grime star.
You get...
You're getting away too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boots. I've got a big size 12 on my feet. Your face ain't too big for my boots. Kick up. Man, you know that I kick up the youth. Them boy, daddy, twist.
Daddy,
try twist them up the truth. How dare you twist up the truth.
And then it goes on just about that for another minute.
It's not a million miles away from where I would be doing Stormzy. It's really not.
Yeah, that was H rapping.
That was H,
there.
Yeah. I somehow got more Welsh.
Yes.
Trying to sing.
I think maybe you guys could have given him a little practice before he went on, because he didn't seem to know a lot of the words.
No. The beat falls way behind.
Yeah, he just realises he's behind, and then he's like, oh no, now I'm behind. Oh shit, what am I going to do?
At the end he calls him Stormy as well, okay, just to really put the cherry
on
the cake.
All right, Granddad, off you go.
Stormy.
Off you go.
I love that somebody at the beginning counted him in. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah,
I mean,
perfect.
Is that what Steps do for every single song? Is
that's
that how
why
it, works?
It came out, because they couldn't catch a beat.
Yeah, they were just like, we're just going to count ourselves in every time.
They made
time.
It their gimmick, but it was actually a necessity.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, what can you say about that?
I mean, there is nothing to say. Personally, I want Stormzy to see this. Yes. So it's on Heat's Facebook at the moment.
Stormzy doing One for Sorrow.
Yes.
Oh.
Doing the tragedy dance.
Yes.
Anything. I feel like he's
Steps
pretty
Mega
cool,
mix.
Isn't he? Like, he's a cool guy. I feel like he would be game for that. So if anyone knows Stormzy.
Stormzy himself is listening Stormzy to this himself podcast. Is,
we're asking a lot of celebrities to listen to this podcast.
Yeah,
Stormzy.
I expect to hear from all of them this week.
Yeah, I know. My phone's going to be blowing up the minute this goes out. So that was this week's edition of We're Obsessed With. It comes out every Friday. And if you like what you hear here, Heat Radio with Sarah Powell, of course,
absolutely,
is on 24/7. I mean, you're not on 24/7 because that would be... against workers' rights.
And terrible for everyone involved. Terrible to listen to. No, my show is 2 till 6 on a Sunday afternoon.
And it's wonderful. And of course, the magazine comes out every Tuesday and all the breaking news stories that you would ever want are on heatworld.com. But for us, that's it. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.